This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, thanks. So, thanks everyone for joining for today's call. This is our first call in this year. I would like first to wish you Happy New Year, and all my the best wishes for this year. And hopefully we will do a lot of things in the diversity subgroup. So, for the agenda, as you can see, it's really a continuation of what we were doing in the last call in December. And the focus on is in the draft questionnaire. And I would like first to thank those who voluntarily to participate in the drafting, and looking forward their participation to get a new version of the questionnaire. And then we will move to the discussion topic about the Strawman document. But first, let's review the action items from the last call. Okay. Okay. So as you can see, there are still some items open and still in progress. So we will invite the staff to discuss data collection. Hopefully, we are scheduling that for the next call next week. We will confirm with the staff about their availability. For the other items, we got several volunteers for the draft questions, and so we will follow up after the call to work with them and having a new version in the coming days. And also still, as you can see, for the other items regarding the Strawman document, so it's first to say sorry, we didn't really make so much progress since we had the holidays, but hopefully we are resuming the discussion and looking forward to make huge progress within this month. Okay, just checking. Fiona, can you speak or you still have problem with your phone?
I can speak.
Oh, so over to you then. Yeah.
Okay. We were able to, before the break, the holiday break, we were able to put together a questionnaire. And during the last discussion, we agreed that we would do our best to reduce the questions to about five or so questions that are key, and we asked for a team to volunteer and see how to consolidate the questions or phrase the questions appropriately so that then we'd have fewer and clearer questions. And I think we do have a list of volunteers, but I don't think they've been able to work on anything because we have just resume purposes of them being clear on where we are. Brenda, is it possible to have those questions on the screen? That everyone can have a look at them. And our team of volunteers that currently consists of Biran Gilan, of Raneta Aquino, and then we've got volunteers from the DAC Working Group on Underserved Areas, Alice Munwa, and I think the name is Pua or Paul Hunter. You'll have to excuse me if I don't get it right. So we've got a team of four, and they've been supported by Julia from ICANN staff, who's going to give them the support they need so that they can clean up the questionnaire. Rafik and I shall join them and work with them in the next couple of days to just get that questionnaire tidied. I'm seeing a lot of people on the call who are not with us through the month of December. We did have, we've had up to three discussions on questions and areas that we are focusing on in terms of the elements of diversity, and so it's based on those that we are putting out a questionnaire to the ESOs and SEs that should give us a guide on where the different ESOs and SEs are on issues concerning diversity in their respective groups. And that should then give us a position of how diversity is ranked within ICANN. There are those areas that we're very clear on, and there are other areas that we are not yet too clear. And I think today we shall be having our fourth review of the straw man. But before we get to that, if there's any questions regarding or any comments regarding the questions that were proposed, especially from those who are joining us for the first time in a long time and those who have not been with us through Team Hyderabad, because we've been a small team of up to 19 people working on this, we would appreciate your input. Any comments? The floor is open on the questionnaires. All right, take it that you have a comment, and therefore we should give this over to the small working group to finalize on drafting the questionnaire. Any comments? I'm not seeing any hands. So I will assume then that you're in agreement. Oh, Sam Little is commenting the list. And she says that okay, thanks, Pam. She says she drafted the original wording, so she's responding to the comment. Okay, there have been no other comments. I think the drafting team will need to work on this and help us see how to best develop the searches. Rafik, do you have a comment?
Thanks, Fiona. So I think we got some comments in the last call, and we can come back to the notes. There was a discussion about really downsizing the number of questions. So that's something we should have in mind with the drafting team. So We get several questions here in this draft, but I think we are aiming to limit the number in order to be effective and get a meaningful response from the SO and AC. So that's it. Just I want to kind of remind about this. Thanks.
Thanks, Rafik, for that clarification. Any other comments? The team that has volunteered to help us with the drafting, any questions or issues we need to clarify? Is anyone on the call?
Am I in the room, please? I need to know that I'm in the room.
Sorry, who's speaking?
Akimbo, I didn't need for the transcript.
Okay. Akimbo, please proceed.
Yes, just a point of information. I noticed that most time I'm in the meeting, I'm muted, and I don't get able to make a contribution. I think this is a first, and I would appreciate this. Whoever is controlling it, not to forget, to mute off when you join via the phone, please. Thank you.
Thanks for that. We'll ask Brenda to help you with that. Okay. There have been no questions or comments on the questionnaire. I'm going to open up the floor for feedback and input on the Strawman document. And as staff are bringing that up, probably I'll ask that the drafting team find time the next day or two so that they can have a brief call and discuss the question so that we can have the final, at least a completed questionnaire by the time we are having our next call next week. That will be very helpful. Okay, I hope that everyone has had a chance to read through the version 2 of the Strawman. Rafik and I have not been able to work and clean it up. And we will do that in the next couple of days so that by the time we have our next call, we will have a new document with your input. Rachel Pollack, you have commented in the chat, and that as a somewhat general comment, the new bylaw provision mentioned cultural diversity on the internet. It might be helpful to recall the definition of cultural diversity in the 2005 UNESCO Convention on Diversity of Cultural Expression. And you've given us a link for that. Thank you, Rachel. And thanks for putting in the section.
Hi, Fiona. I raised my hand. So.
Yes.
I want to thank. I want to thank Rachel for sharing the document and the definition. I do think it's quite important to look at that because in some discussion in the mailing list there was my mention of. Cultural diversity, and I do think we have some to be careful sometimes about using some definition and to refer to a kind of more official document and reference. If we are trying to use different terminology or trying to maybe bring some concept, I think to refer to such definition will be really helpful to get some understanding. And so this one of them, which is about cultural diversity, and I guess we can look at it and see how much is relevant to our discussion. So yep, that's it.
Yeah, thanks, Rafik. I think that is quite agreeable, unless anyone is of another opinion. So that brings up the element of culture that we had not particularly mentioned in the straw man. Any other comments on the straw man?
Again, Fiona, I think Dr. Neil put some comment, but it's French, so maybe trying to kind of translate that on the fly. So he's saying that for him, diversity is important and mandatory for the involvement of the community and development of ICANN. For example, for him coming from a Francophone country, it's sometimes difficult to get the community, to get the local community involved, and that since the most of the documentation are in English, and so if we want to get the non-English speaker community involved, he's suggesting to continue the policy of translating all documents to other languages. So I think it's he's making the point about ICANN material translation here. So thanks.
Any other comments? Comments on the straw man? Probably, let me just highlight a few things that came up in our previous discussions of the straw man that may generate some additional feedback and responses. Some of the things that came through was that we needed to add skills as a separate element of diversity because it is important for us to have a variety of skills within ICANN. There's also the feedback that we needed to see the possibilities of having meetings run in different languages so that then the meeting was not entirely in English, but we look at the possibility of having it run in French or Spanish or Portuguese, one of the other languages that one of the other seven languages that ICANN is able to access into, and then give the natives of that language the benefits of understanding better and engaging better in the discussion. We agreed to look into how the leadership of ICANN reflects diversity and being able to have a clear distinction between gender identity and sexual orientation and not getting the two mixed up. So then we focus on the gender identity as opposed to the sexual orientation of ICANN participants. And then we should have a policy at ICANN that is progressive on gender issues and open on the different positions so that everybody feels welcome. We did agree that ICANN data on age was difficult to get. There was no public data on age, and we're supposed to have a session with ICANN staff. Probably at the next meeting, we're going to call the ICANN meeting staff to come in and discuss with us the meeting issues that came up in terms of challenge participants, how many challenge participants attend the meetings, what kind of assistance does ICANN have to provide for them, the issues of meetings and languages, and having the sessions adjusted somewhat, and also how ICANN handles the data that they collect during registration. That was the first discussion. Second discussion on the straw man, that's when we discussed the questionnaires and the role of the SEs and SOs, or how diversity basically is handled within SEs and SOs. Where do the SOs stand, the SEs and SOs stand? What would be what would be the next steps that they would consider important in regards to improving diversity within their respective structures? We discussed about how data is captured and how that data is processed so that it can be able to provide appropriate guidance to make the right policy decisions on issues that are related to diversity within ICANN. And we agreed that diversity guidelines may need to, that whichever diversity guidelines that we develop within ICANN need to be relevant and to add value so that they are impacting positively on the community as a whole and enabling everybody to participate and to engage. We agreed to invite Chris Gift and Ages to join the meeting. We haven't firmed up with them on they have been available, but we're going to do that. So I think that there are some pending things from our previous discussions that Rafiq and I may need to follow up on, and that is getting the respective ICANN staff to come in and brief us on how they handle some of the things that we need them to clarify. Respectively, there is a meeting team, there is IT team, I think Chris Gift is done, will be talking to, then there is the DPRD, and Edges is the person we shall be looking for to come in. So we will reach out to them, and they should join us at the next call to discuss with us on issues of diversity. We are yet to finalize on regional versus geographic diversity. We had a long discussion on this in the third reading, and I think it is important for us to, we did not quite conclude because from what I understood, the geographic diversity comes as a result of government agreements on the geographic spaces. The regional is where you basically will find yourself as a result of the region that you are living in. And I think we need to, regions were given an example of the Amazon region, Sub-Saharan Africa, rural areas and things like that. I think we need to agree on geographic regional representation, how do we put it? Because if you look at our document, we've mentioned geographical representation, that is what we put. We now realize we need to change that. And if we're changing that, then we're changing it to regional representation. Does that appropriately cover what we want to achieve? And so with that, yes, I'm seeing hands going up, and that basically is the summary of the last three readings of the straw man. So I'll open up the floor for comments and further discussion on this, and I welcome Dalila.
Yes. Do you hear me?
Yes, Dalila, we can hear you perfectly.
Yes. Thank you, Fiona. Thank you very much, and Happy New Year to all. I don't know if the group is interested by sharing the paper I presented in the name of many stakeholders during the Lightning Talk of Helsinki. This paper in English, in French, in Arabic, and in Spanish proposed the creation of an Office of Diversity within the ICANN. With two missions. The first mission of the office would be to gather and analyzing data regarding diversity, and the second mission would be to propose concrete proposal to enhance diversity within the ICANN. And I make research, and I started that the organization that implement a diversity strategy, many of them decided to create such an office to enhance the diversity. I don't know if the group is interested by sharing this this paper.
Hello, Dalila, we had circulated your paper earlier. We are going to circulate it again. And,
yes,
I
think it would be good to have it, because I think many members are new members in the group. During the during December, two or three persons joined the group. I think it would be great to share the document.
Yes, we will share it, because one of the things that you are expected to accomplish as part of this working stream, group on diversity, is to identify possible structures that could follow, promote, and support the strengthening of diversity within ICANN. So out of your document, right from the onset, I think that was something we had picked. What we have not done with it is put it into the straw man, because on the straw man, we were basically just first getting everybody to agree on what are the elements of diversity, which ones are measurable, which ones are not, how do we differentiate the different elements of diversity. So we are still at the preliminary levels of the discussion in terms of coming to a consensus on the elements of diversity.
One okay, Fiona. But the Strawman document will be presented to the group and then to the CCWG. And I think that the structure can help us to define the diversity, to collect the data, and I think it is important to introduce the notion of having a permanent structure. It is I call it office, but it can be another title in the Strawman document.
Actually, Dalila, the Strawman document is a discussion document. We are Rafik
okay.
and I will compile a report, and we already have a start from the CCWG co-chairs. All the working groups we've got a structured template we need to use for reporting. So we will take the straw man and take all the other input that we have collected in terms of relevant papers that members of the group have shared. We will compile a report, and that is what we will present to the full CCWG.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Your document is still very much alive, and active in this discussion. We just haven't gotten the discussion to get to where we are now looking at the different structures. So if you look at the straw man, if you are able to scroll and you just look at the straw man, the part of it, we are on the first bullet, the important elements of diversity that need to be identified. Then we are also dealing with the second element in terms of if we are to have a diversity review, and that is where we are asking, how do we measure each of the elements and how do we measure it? So we by the time we systematically go through those bullets, we shall have incorporated everything that we have gotten so far. So your input is still very much alive because we are on bullet 1, 2, and then doing the questionnaire puts us at bullet 3. Then after we get the feedback from the stakeholders now, from the SEs and SOs as we put in the stakeholders, then we shall use that alongside what you have proposed to see which structures and have a discussion now on the structures. So we have still quite a bit of, if we say today because this is, I think, the fourth time, considering that we've had more members on this call than we've had in the past. If we agree on this call that now we can move on with the questionnaire, working on the questionnaire, which puts us at bullet 3, we get the questionnaire ready and have it out, we get feedback from the questionnaire, then we go back to your document, because your documents were they had a lot of information that we can refer to.
Okay.
So we are picking from your documents systematically as we move along.
Okay. Thank you, Tuna. Yeah, thank you very much.
Any other comments? Rafiq?
Thanks, Fiona. Maybe just first, thanks for Leila for suggesting this idea, and just maybe want to ask her for clarification. So this proposal is not, I think, conflicting with our work and the subgroup, but just maybe if you clarify more about is the observatory expected to make proposal? Because as subgroup we are tasked to deliver recommendation regarding the diversity. So just maybe if you can clarify more and to avoid any kind of confusion or overlap between this idea of observatory and our own group as a diversity subgroup.
Thank you, Rafiq. Yes, it is not something contradictory. The office is a structure is to help the group to define what is diversity, what are the actions for enhancing diversity. So it is not something independent from the group, but it is a tool for the group to find a better definition of diversity, to collect data, and above all, to create a permanent structure to make an audit on diversity within the ICANN structure. So for me, it's the office is the tool for the group to help it in its work.
Rafiq, any comments on that?
Uh, So thanks, Dalila, for the clarification. I guess resending again the proposal, and maybe clarifying these points will be really helpful just to avoid any concerns within the subgroup. I think getting any help and support is really welcome, and I do think we may need more expert input in the coming month. So we have to be open to all the proposals that can help us in our work. So yeah. And just maybe Fiona, if you can clarify also about the steps regarding this. So just maybe for taking notes, I think it was not it's not written down. So just to ensure that we have follow up for this.
Okay, the steps that we have been taking in terms of leading the group, Rafik and I have been taking to lead the group in the discussion, was first of all to get us all on the same page in terms of agreeing on the elements of diversity. So far, we have made quite a bit of headway in that area. The next was looking internally within ICANN, the S's and SOs, and the importance of diversity to them. And so we start off by wanting to know where they are at, and that is where the questionnaire for the SEs and SOs comes in on diversity. And so we have a drafting team put in place that we look at the questions and draft appropriate questions for issues of diversity for SEs and SOs, SOs and SEs. Then the next part is based on the feedback we get from the input is begin to look at mechanisms related to diversity within the different ICANN groups, because we are asking each group to give us the position where they are at, what they think, generally what they think should be a way forward on diversity, and basically give their input in terms of building accountability, I mean diversity mechanisms. So then we will now look at that feedback and look at what structures need to be in place that will promote and support the strengthening of diversity within ICANN. That will be a whole discussion on different structures. Do we, is it, and that is why I'm not getting into a discussion right now with Dalila on whether we need the office or not. It is a proposal. We've not yet come to a discussion. At that time, we will discuss to see, do we need, is the office, having an office, a structure that is suitable or not? We will discuss where diversity fits into the different reviews, accountability and transparency reviews, and how should it best fit into the review process. How do we review this? How do we ensure that we are keeping an eye on diversity mechanisms and their implementation? And then we will move into the final part, which will be recommendations. We will put down that should be commitment to improve diversity and ensure that the outreach and engagement that ICANN does do enhance that diversity. So those are basically the steps as per the mandate of work stream one on what we needed to do, that we need to be building on. So in a nutshell, that is what is guiding our discussion. We've done quite a lot of discussion on that, and that will continue. We've begun with point two on looking at how diversity is implemented in the SOs and SEs through the questionnaire. Then after that is done, we will come and look at the structures, and finally, we shall be able to put together our recommendations on what ICANN needs to do to strengthen diversity. So basically, those are the four steps we are taking in getting us to be able to engage appropriately in terms of the mandate that we have from Workstream 1. I hope that is clear. Delela, is your hand still up or
yes?
Sanolji? Okay. You can have the floor.
No, it's okay. No, I don't have the hand.
Have the Alice Munya. Please have the floor.
Okay. Thank you very much. This is Alice Munya with the GAC. Happy New Year, everybody. First, apologies. I noticed that reading through the documents, the GAC has been missing in terms of contribution to this important sub working group. And to this end, just a note to let you all know that in terms of the two documents, I've noticed one on the questionnaire and the one on the Stroman. The whole reason behind the recreation of the GAC under sub-regions working group is especially specifically focused towards beginning to look at issues of enhancing of issues of diversity, and specifically towards enhancing diversity at the GAC level to ensure that there's meaningful participation of the countries and governments that are missing. I don't know whether Julia has mentioned earlier that we are working quite hard towards identifying what are the challenges that we are experiencing as governments at the government level, so that then we are able to contribute more effectively. And I think that should feed very well into both responding to some of the questions and issues that the questionnaire raises, and also to the strawman in terms of coming up with a way forward in terms of enhancing diversity. We are also looking at there was a question regarding how, for example, the GAC and other SOs look at regions. Well, at the GAC, we really don't have a definition of regions, and you'll see that reflected in perhaps in our leadership. We don't necessarily look at, well, that, you know, Africa has to be represented, although it is something that we do follow to ensure that we have diversity at that level. But we are hoping in our revision of the GAC operating principles that this then gets enshrined in that, and moving forward, we are able to practice that, to ensure that diversity is practiced both at the leadership level and in the work that is done, including having, you know, a more diverse group contributing to some of the cross-community working groups and PDPs at the GNSO level. So you'll see a lot of activity going forward, and I hope both myself and my co-chair Pua will be able to contribute GAC's perspectives on this. But for now, I think I'll put it on record that I'm speaking on my behalf and not on behalf of the GAC. Thank you.
Thank you, Alice, and thanks for revisiting the issue of regions and geography again, because it was really heated at one of our previous discussions. I think that's something we're going to have to work together to be able to clarify, so that it's clear which carries more weight, region, geography. We need guidance and to be able to agree. The list, I'm seeing Rafik has a comment. Rafik?
Thanks, Fiona, and thanks for about this quick briefing about GAC working group. So if I'm not mistaken, Alice was talking about the underserved region working group, which is the GAC working group. So thinking here, if we need some kind of, I'd say, to liaise with the GAC working group in terms to see where we have common ground, and can we share information and also coordinate some work. I think that would be really helpful for everyone. And also I welcome input from GAC members. I understand it can be hard to have a GAC position, but looking forward GAC members to participate in our subgroup and bring their input. So I would like to ask Alice if there is any way that we can liaise and to see how we can coordinate and share information and so on. So,
Alice?
Thank you, Fiona. Alice Munyo again for the record, and thank you, Rafiq, for that question. You know, very timely. In fact, we are looking at ways that we can ensure that we collaborate and liaise with other groups, and very well. We are currently working on a questionnaire that is going to start looking at or asking the questions around what the current challenges are, and we're more than happy to share that. We're going to be testing it during our first capacity building series of events that actually target the Africa region. We're hoping it will target other regions as well, South America and others, and happy to share that so that perhaps we can also get input from this group and from other SOs NACs. So really welcome, and I'll ask Julia to share that with all of you to see how we can contribute. Regarding longer-term, medium-term collaboration, I think I welcome that and quite happy to discuss ways that we can work together to ensure that the diversity, at the GACAN, ICANN generally, is taken into consideration and taken seriously. So I also welcome your own ideas on how we can do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Alice. I think Rafiq and I shall discuss with Leon, who's from the CWG co-chairs, who's working with us on what we are trying to do in terms of discussion, and then we shall get in touch with you and Hua and agree on how to do the coordination. Any other hands up? Dalila, you said that was an old hand.
What about those who are online but with no hands?
Okay. Being that we've got very little time left, we do have one more item that has been put as an AOB. That large group has got a captioning electronic.
Can I have a phone before we go ahead?
Someone is talking. Okay, because I said...
May I have the floor before we go ahead?
There's a hand up. Athena, please proceed.
Okay, I want to take us back a little to the issue of regional and advice by the organizers of it.
Retana, we can't hear you.
Hi.
Yeah, asking about for the transcript. If you can hear me, grab the floor, please. Kindly indicate.
Okay, I'm not hearing either Aneta or Akimbo.
Okay, just in case the command control board manager can hear me, I just want to make an input concerning the issue of regional. The question I want to put around that area is how do we take care of the individuals when it comes to regional matters? Now, this is where the Office of diversity becomes handy in trying to look at or trying to periscope different regions and the number of groups in that region to identify if they are indigent, as in groups of people who do not have more platform or enough platform to be.
Okay, we've got about just 6 minutes to complete our call, and I suggest Renata and Akimbo type their comments. Take the next few minutes, type your comments in the chat so that then we can look and come back to them. In the meantime, I just like to take a minute or two to quickly mention that the at-large group at ICANN has got a captioning pilot project they would like to run. They've asked Rafik and I if they can do a test with the diversity call to do some captioning for us. And Rafik and I agreed, so we will do a test on the call of the 13th. Nathaniel, probably you could just confirm for me the date. It should be 13th of January when we shall run a test. During our call, there will be testing captioning happening. And if there is anybody from at large who would like to provide more details on this project, I'd like to give you the floor. Anyone from at large who's able to explain the project?
Hi, I can talk about that.
Okay. Anessa, please.
Hi. I have requested the transcription for this meeting. I am a LACALO member as well as an MCC member. And I have requested the transcription because also in addition to language issues, we are also discussing accessibility. And transcription is an important part of the work. It's important to have clear records for respecting and encouraging the involvement of more diverse groups.
Okay, I think if you can share with us a link for where the project is so that everyone can just go in and read through, that would be very helpful. And yes, I can see we did get your comments on the regional and geographic diversity, and it's important to say to the GAC, but I think it's also important to the rest of the ICANN community, and that would be something we need to discuss in more detail. Yes, and Adele Jan, yes, the name is a bit difficult, has posted quite a bit of information on the captioning project. and there is a link, yes. So we can all go in and visit that and be able to understand what the captioning project is all about and allow them to run a test with us, and hopefully we will be able to also benefit from the project as they move along. Before our time runs out, any comments, anything that we need to pay attention to? Yes, there's quite a lot of questions happening in the chat. And I assume there's no one with a hand to say anything. We're just at the top of the hour. And if we can... can see the discussion is coming to an end on the chat as well. So, yeah, we shall pick. I may have to go through the back on the chat. I can see most of it has been captured in the notes. And I think... unless there is any other comment, Rafiq? Any comments?
Thanks, Fiona. Not really. Just want to thank everyone for joining, and hopefully by next call we'll have a new version for the questionnaire in 2 months so we can move forward. Yeah, that's it.
In that case, thanks everybody. Thanks for your time. Thank you for your participation. And I'm seeing a discussion going on English, not being a first language. Yes, it's not a first language for many of us, but we use it. And it's able to help us communicate. Let's see what the at-large project is able to guide us on, and we'll see. And thank you everybody. I'm happy to see the large numbers of attendees, and thanks for those who have joined us for the first time. Feel very welcome. Feel free to give further input on the mailing list, and bye. Have a happy new year.